This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkey's President Erdogan has offered to host a peace summit with Russia during a visit from Ukraine's Zelensky. AP correspondent Karen Shaman with details.
Speaking at a joint news conference, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told reporters that he hoped Russia would be on board with the idea. We are also ready to host a peace summit in which Russia will also be included. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said any peace negotiations must align with a 10-point plan, which includes the restoration of Ukraine's territorial integrity and the withdrawal of Russian troops. Zelensky's visit to Turkey came as he continues to press other nations for more munitions and weaponry to drive back Russian troops in the Donetsk and Kharkiv regions. I'm Karen Chamas.
A program that allows 30,000 migrants from four countries into the U.S. each month is upheld by a federal judge. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton says Texas and 20 other states have not shown they suffered financial harm from a humanitarian parole program. Up to a total of 30,000 asylum seekers are allowed into the U.S. each month from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. Eliminating the program would undercut a broader policy that encourages migrants to use the Biden administration's preferred pathways into the U.S. or face stiff consequences. The states, led by Texas, argued the program is forcing them to spend millions on health care, education, and public safety for the migrants. An appeal seems likely. I'm Mike Hempen.
You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says that he does believe Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is hurting Israel more than helping it, and how he's approaching its war against Hamas in Gaza. Now, the U.S. leader expressed support for Israel's right to pursue Hamas after the October 7th attack, but said of Netanyahu that he must pay more attention to the innocent lives being lost as a consequence of the actions taken. Biden has for months warned that Israel risks losing international support over mounting civilian casualties in Gaza. Haitians in Port-au-Prince are now suffering the consequences of the political and social crisis in their country. Alice Rizzo with Reuters tells us more.
Political activist Mathieu Marcelin was greeted with excitement on Friday after he escaped from prison in Haiti. The country entered a state of emergency last Sunday after fighting escalated and armed gangs broke inmates out of prison. Months of violence have pushed Haiti's government to the brink of collapse and forced thousands to flee their homes. And increasingly powerful gangs are asking the country's prime minister to resign. Meanwhile, Henri remains outside the country, seemingly unable or unwilling to return. Henri left Haiti last week to secure Kenya's leadership for a UN-backed security mission he first requested in 2022 to help fight the gangs. He's believed to still be in Puerto Rico, where he arrived on Tuesday.
Boeing says it cannot find work records related to door panel that blew out on an Alaskan Airlines flight. AP correspondent Julie Walker reporting.
Boeing is acknowledging in a letter to Congress that it cannot find records for work done on a door panel that blew out on an Alaska Airlines flight over Oregon 2 months ago. The executive VP and chief government lobbyist wrote on Friday that Boeing believes the records about the panel's removal and reinstallation were never created, even though it's required. The letter followed a contentious Senate committee hearing Wednesday in which Boeing and the NTSB argued over whether the company had cooperated with investigators. The NTSB's preliminary report found four bolts that kept the door plug in place were missing. I'm Julie Walker.
Torrential rains triggered flash floods in a landslide on Indonesia's Sumatra Island, killing at least 19 people and leaving seven others missing, according to officials on Sunday. Tons of mud, rocks, and uprooted trees rolled down a mountain late Friday, reaching a river that burst into banks and tore through mountainside villages in a district of West Sumatra Province. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.